Good morning and welcome to America's Web Radio. It's Medicine on Call with Dr. Elena George, and I'm not Dr. Elena George, but filling in while she's winding her way through traffic, and I'm sure she won't mind if I introduce her guest today, a very important guest. And we put this out on our Facebook page. We've done a lot of promoting of the fact that Mr. Dale Bellis is here with us. He is the executive director, and I might just add, the alternative to Obamacare, or one of the alternatives, and the best we found, and Dr. George was the one that found it. It's called libertyhealthshare.org is their email, or is their URL. So while you're listening, go to their website, libertyhealthshare.org, and start reading about what you can do and how you can do it through Liberty Health Share. Good morning, Dale. How are you doing?
Just wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you, and God bless. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And we have Dr. George is here. I'm going to do what I do best, and let's turn it over to her.
Good morning. Welcome to Medicine on Call. This is Dr. George, and I guess I'm just going to repeat some of what Dave just said.
I'm honored to have Mr. Bellis on today's executive director of Liberty Health Share. And we've been hearing a lot about we only have one choice. We're mandated to join this Obamacare fiasco. And as a physician, I say it every week, but this is not about health care. It's about control. And this is a different system now that we're talking about. I'm fighting every day just to be able to practice medicine without the interference of the government or insurance companies. I mean, ultimately, they're deciding at this point whether I treat patients and whether I don't. So for me, it's all about choice, and it's all about people being individuals and being able to choose their own method, not having anybody decide for them. And Liberty Health Share is one of the cost-sharing ministries that exist that actually will allow you to follow the Obamacare mandates, but not have you drop into this sinkhole of, I don't even know what to call it, basically this rationing system where you're lucky if you actually get care. So, Mr. Bellis, after that long introduction, I know that Dave gave us a little bit of a preview, but if you can just tell us, how did this start? I mean, this doesn't just start out of a vacuum. You must have been pushed in some way to start this amazing organization.
Well, thank you, Dr. George, for being here this morning. It really came as one of those epiphanies that occur from time to time in a person's life. Mm-hmm. As I was getting ready to go to my office one morning back in 2010, as I was listening to the news about the upcoming government-mandated health care arrangement called affectionately Obamacare, it struck me like a lightning bolt that we have a fundamental personal right to manage, direct, and control our own health care. I had been involved for many, many years, well over a decade, in medical cost-sharing ministries. I had moved from that particular organization to administering secular health care plans for employers who were self-funded. And I just saw that there ought to be a way for individual Americans to have the option and the choice to manage, direct, control their own health care apart from government intrusion, and that medical cost sharing would be the path to utilize. And so I started from that day forward, linked up with an existing cost sharing organization. We did a major reorganization, expanded their operation, and really created an avenue for all freedom-loving Americans everywhere to join in with us to really secure their personal freedom in the area of healthcare.
Now, when you say cost-sharing, most people I think they get a feel for it. You pay a premium, you pay into a system, and you, when you need health care, you use it as if you would an insurance card. You go to a doctor or a pharmacist or whatever health dentist, whatever health care professional you need to go to, and this organization will pay the bill. Am I correct?
Somewhat. There is a narrow pathway that we can run down that has been created both by legislation and recognized regulations in terms of the way we do operate because we are not an insurance program. We're a voluntary, cooperative arrangement of individuals who share one another's medical costs on a voluntary and cooperative basis, and it's really very simple. And it taps into the motivation that is truly characteristic of Americans everywhere. That is, we share. It is a part of our American DNA. And we tap into that whole the motivation by simply sending to all of our members that are a part of Liberty HealthShare a notice that says, assuming for a moment, Elena, you're a part of our community, Elena has a medical expense this month. Please send your share amount directly to her. And we have a very high-level technology that allows that process to occur online, and you send your predetermined share amount, depending on whether you're a single or a couple or a family, and it goes directly to another person who has expenses that month. And all of it's disclosed. It's all transparent. You see exactly where your money is going every month, and it goes to assist another fellow member who has expenses.
Now, this is unlike, you just mentioned it's not like insurance companies. Let me put a devil's advocate on this so people understand those that do have insurance currently. It doesn't work that way for that side of the healthcare delivery system. You can pay your insurance premiums, and the insurance company decides whether or not the medical expense will be covered. It's not your neighbors or the community that you're in. It's some nameless bureaucrat insurance company who decides whether it's medically necessary, that's their new term now, or whether it's experimental. So it's not your doctor. It's not the doctor's American Academy of Otolaryngology is what I belong to. It's not their specialty organization. It is actually either the government under Medicaid or Medicare or the insurance company saying, I'm not going to approve this because you don't need it, and I decide you don't need it, not you and your doctor. So that's a major difference, a huge difference between what you just said and what is actually the case. And therefore,
it is a distinctive major difference. We are all in the Liberty HealthShare community, we are all self-pay patients.
Mm-hmm.
That means we're responsible for our own health care. We examine the costs. We examine the treatments. We consult with our physicians and our families. And we make those choices and decisions, no one else. And so it puts back into the hands and control of the individual patient in consultation with their doctor to make those health care choices and decisions. And that is one of our fundamental beliefs as a community, that we have the right to make our own health care choices in consultation with physicians and family and others, free from government dictates, restraints, and oversight. And that is fundamental to our cause.
I want people to really understand, when you say something like that and you put the patient and the doctor in the mix and they understand the costs of health care, it's not a pie in the sky kind of thing, but you understand how much it's going to cost to have the CT scan, the surgery. It's not you pay your deductible or your coinsurance and you don't know anything else that happens. And I think that actually keeps the cost down. It doesn't allow people, or they don't want to just go for a head cold, because there's a community associated with it. Everybody's part of a whole, as opposed to it's just an outlier and you don't really understand, you don't care. Basically, if you have very little invested in a system, you don't care about it. I don't care what it is, housing, your job, anything that you don't invest in, it becomes very worthless to you. And I think that's where we're at in terms of healthcare in this country. Doctors are considered to be just, I can't even describe what we are now. We're technicians. We're just part of a group. We're not patient advocates anymore, and we've been cheapened. And by definition, our delivery system treats us that way, and patients suffer. And this takes that power back and puts it in the hands of the patient and the doctor, which I think is the way that medicine should be. And from your lips to our listening audience and their friends and their loved ones, we need to get the word out so people understand that they're not powerless. And that's another thing. People are driven by fear. They're driven by, there's what can I do? I just have to go along and get along. And this is definitely not that. Now, this is nationwide, correct?
Not at all. It's nationwide. And it is exactly what you've described, Dr. George. Liberty HealthShare puts the patient in charge of their care. And that means exactly what you've said. Unnecessary costs and unnecessary procedures are eliminated because, after all, it's our money. Mm-hmm. We have some skin in the game with Liberty HealthShare. And that's what changes the entire process and the system. The greatest flaw, and I've been administering secular health care plans for 15 years, the biggest flaw in our current health care system is the third-party pay system, where we as individual patients, not only do we not know the costs, we're not incentivized to know the costs. The greatest emotion about health care is, I don't care what it costs, I just simply want to be cared for.
Exactly.
Because someone else is paying for it. An employer is paying for it. An insurance company is paying for it. The government's paying for it. I don't know and I don't care. We change that here. Because with Liberty HealthShare, each person's process and costs and procedures are in their control, and so they have a great deal at stake.
Well, I think that translates actually, and I guess I have to ask you this, because it would seem to me that would translate into people becoming a lot more involved in staying healthy. So their choices change. You know, if you don't want to get diabetes because, well, nobody wants to get it, but there are a lot of passive ways that we sabotage ourselves. Do you find that the members of Liberty HealthShare are a lot more proactive about wellness and about really taking care of their health so they're not entering the system at all?
That's exactly who we attract.
Okay.
We attract people who are conscious about their health because it is a paradigm shift. It's a change in terms of the manner in which we think about our health care. No longer are we depending on some professionals or some nameless bureaucrat to manage it. We are now in charge and in control. So that means we're really focused on health care, not sick care, mm-hmm. not reactive to our conditions. We want to maintain our health, be health conscious, health focused, and focus on wellness and prevention. You're absolutely right.
You know, I want to take a break because I want to come back and draw another distinction that you just highlighted for me between the standardized health insurance company and how they do business and what you are actually promoting. And people need to understand the difference so they can actually make conscious, positive choices. So let's take a break and come back. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Come on, follow Sniffles to Atlanta's go-to center for breathing easy. Do you suffer from chronic sinus headaches, recurrent sinusitis, facial pain or pressure, and chronic congestion? Well, balloon sinuplasty just could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Follow Sniffles.com. We treat the problem, not the symptom. Chronic sinus symptoms, gone. This could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
This proven in-office procedure can have you breathing easy, back to work the next day, and it's done under local anesthesia. Get lasting relief, a quick recovery, and start breathing easy again.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Follow Sniffles.com.
This is Michael Gannett with the Middle East Research Center Limited, bringing you insight to Israel, the truth about the greatness of the Jewish state and its struggle for sovereignty and security, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that dizziness may be a sign of heart disease, iron deficiency, high or low blood pressure, low blood sugar, or an inner ear infection? Dizziness can take the form of a spinning sensation, also known as vertigo, or a feeling of lightheadedness. The individual can also feel faint or have a rapid heartbeat. If you take high blood pressure medication, remember to take the medication daily as directed to control your blood pressure. Diabetics must remember to eat after taking their medication and to eat at regular intervals. If you have anemia, make sure to take a multivitamin that contains iron and to eat vegetables such as spinach. Dizziness after a cold or flu may be due to a virus. If you have dizziness, it is important to see your doctor for a complete physical examination. Please join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. for Medicine on Call. This is Dr. Elena George.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. This is Dr. George and my special guest today, Mr. Dale Bellis of Liberty HealthShare. Before the break, we were talking about insurance companies versus the sharing ministry, or sharing health insurance, I guess, health plan. How would you describe it? It's not health insurance. What's a shorthand term
for it? We just simply call it cost sharing.
Okay, I like that. Cost sharing.
Yeah.
So I was trying to tease out some of the subtleties that people don't get. They think they pay a premium, they pay their deductible, and everything's hunky-dory. All of a sudden, everything's magically covered without any drama. But there's actually costs that are built in and hidden and actually limit your choice. The insurance companies have gotten pretty smart now. There's two lines of insurance, the commercial insurance, and now the hospitals are now self-insuring. And so let's talk about commercial for a second. They have decided that they're going to try to carve out a niche. They now have, you know, relationships with insurance companies and pharmacies and everything that's associated with your delivering your health care. So they want you to go to CVS or Rite Aid. They promote discounts if you stay within their silo and their system. But this is kickbacks, if you want to really talk about it. This is restriction of trade. This is getting rid of the middleman the little man, the independent pharmacist, the independent doctor. These are all designed to keep you within the biggest corporate structure that they can, and the costs stay high. The hospitals are now getting on board because they're now limiting their panel to whoever's is in their medical system. So you can only go to a doctor within their system. You can only use their pharmacist. You can only use the hospital-based medical delivery system. And we all know how expensive the hospitals are. So now you've locked yourself into two of the most expensive delivery systems of healthcare. And the cost-sharing ministries break that. And that's what's really good about it. We're talking about individual, private practice, independent physicians, surgery centers. And I'm sure, and I just need to ask you this, how do you find the most cost-effective delivery system? Do you actively recruit doctors into this, or patients are really, they just get to shop around?
Well, they do shop around. With Liberty HealthShare, we provide as much information as we can in terms of cost, but obviously because it's all of our monies being shared together, Liberty HealthShare members do certainly shop around, and our member ID card, whenever they present it to a physician or a hospital or a healthcare provider, indicates on the ID card how those bills get shared, mm-hmm. and what the reimbursement process or the reimbursement rate is. So we just simply process the needs among ourselves and reimburse upon that particular preset reimbursement schedule. And 99% of all physicians, doctors, hospitals, providers accept it without a question. We have 1% that ask the question, and we then fee negotiate it and proceed. But it is accepted at every physician and doctor, hospital, and care provider across the nation. So we do not limit our Liberty Health Share members to a particular directory mm-hmm. of providers. We don't have a directory. Our, okay. In fact, I apologize. We do have a directory. It's the yellow pages of the phone book. Just open the pages and drop your finger. That doctor, that hospital is a part of our reimbursement process. With Liberty HealthShare, you really truly can keep your doctor, and you really truly can keep your hospital.
What a concept, right? It's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that. So, from my perspective as a physician, the worst the thing that I can't stand the most is to go through the entire pre-certification system, get the approval, play the game, give the notes, be on hold for hours on end, get the call dropped, call back, and then do the procedure and then get it denied after the fact. That's
right.
Not something that I would ever have to worry about as a patient or a doctor with this, would I?
None whatsoever.
Wow. That's just, for any physician out there, I would want to see your patients. I mean, I would preferentially want to see these patients versus commercial insurance, to be honest.
It really does provide a both a transparent and easy way for providers to fulfill their mission,
mm-hmm.
and it really is useful, practical, and helpful for our individual members, Liberty HealthShare members. They see in online, each member has an account. They go to their account. They see what process or procedure was occurred on their behalf. They see what the costs are. They see what the reimbursement rate is. They see what the members share in.
Mm-hmm.
It is all disclosed to them, so they truly are a true consumer of healthcare.
That is so opposite of what happens now. You know,
it's the opposite.
It absolutely
is. Right.
I mean, you look
it's
at the explanation of benefits, and patients don't understand what they're looking at. And
it's as confusing as
it
can
is.
Be.
And it's confusing to the doctor, too.
And I think purposefully so.
Oh, I agree. And I think it actually puts the doctor and the patient at odds. It's designed to make the patient be suspicious of the physician. And it's working. I think there's a new scam afoot where the insurance companies are actually sending the payment instead of to the doctor but to the patient, which I have to tell you I've been on the other end of, and it's not good. So you actually have the patient questioning your medical judgment, the cost of health care, of your care for that patient, and it breaks the doctor-patient relationship, which is, mm-hmm. I think this is designed to do in the first place. If doctors are seen as the cause of the health care costs and they're trying to scam the system and cut tonsils out and cut feet off, then we're the enemy. And if the doctors are the enemy, then people are going to start looking for someone to protect them. And again, here we go. The government is going to step in as the arbiter, you know, the fairness arbiter of the situation. And it's complete opposite. And I don't know if you heard last night, but there's an insurance company bailout under this fix, this Obamacare fix. So they're using the honor system the insurance companies are going to tell the government how much it costs for people who join Obamacare, how much it's going to cost them in premiums. And they get to estimate it. Imagine that. So the government's going to cut them a check back and then settle up later after the service is given. I don't even know how this is going to work, except I had this epiphany last night that this is single payer. Because if the government actually pays for the commercial insurance premiums for these patients, then whoever holds the pocketbook, purse strings, owns it. And they get to decide what gets covered because it's so expensive, what gets rationed, and we just went into single payer by definition with this little pseudo fix. And it's backdoor, very mercenary, but the end result is going to be people losing more autonomy in their healthcare.
It does contribute to the loss of personal choice, but it's one of the ways that we have created an opportunity through Liberty HealthShare to control our costs. Because if we put the patient in charge of their care, mm-hmm. and they examine those costs up front, and I need to say as an aside, we have a team of professionals that will advocate for our members throughout their medical incident. So we have that resource as a community. But Liberty HealthShare members, number one, examine those costs up front. We share in actual costs and not projections. And that's a key factor in terms of controlling our costs, and everyone enjoys those savings. And the third is we keep our administrative costs incredibly low, mm-hmm. And all of that mixes together to create a significant cost savings as opposed to the current disaster that you've pointed out just now that's occurring in front of our eyes on a public basis. We've decided to just escape mm-hmm. from that entire morass, and as Liberty HealthShare members manage direct control our health care as a community.
So basically, because it's a fee for service, because it's a self-pay setup, you don't have to, bill something, estimate it, give an explanation of benefits, and then have it change after the fact. And so that for the doctor and the healthcare provider, you know what you're getting up front, and you get it. There's no drama behind it. There's no somebody saying, well, I changed my mind. I'm not going to cover it now. We're going to give you less than what we said we're going to give you. There's no game playing like that.
So it minimizes cost for the patient. Mm-hmm. It minimizes cost for the provider. You're absolutely right.
Now, how do you set your discounts? Because I know in the government standard, Medicare is the base, the foundation of the fee schedule for both Medicare, Medicaid, and commercial insurance. How do you do it? Because it's not based in reality on that end. How is it based for you guys?
Yeah. There is a system in America where healthcare costs get reimbursed based upon preferred provider organization fee schedules. The PPO system, in our humble opinion, is broken and really doesn't serve either the patient well or the provider well.
Mm-hmm.
We don't follow a PPO model. We simply have created a reimbursement schedule, and interestingly, we do have a baseline across America, the Medicare reimbursement rates, but they're not sufficient. But that does give us a baseline.
Okay.
And so we base our reimbursement at 175% of the Medicare reimbursement schedules. And when they see that, the physicians, doctors, hospitals say, hallelujah, we know exactly what we're going to receive,
yeah.
And they accept it without a question.
Well, let me put a little personal note on that one. That's an awesome fee schedule because most insurance companies, well, let's say Medicaid is about maybe 60% of Medicare rate, and the other insurance companies are 80%, if you're lucky, 110% of Medicare rate. So if you do the math as somebody who's practicing and has a business, you are happy as a clam because you get
yes.
to get your money, get more than what you would have, compared to commercial insurance and not have to fight for it. To me, that's
exactly
a win.
Right.
Well, I have
yes.
to just join immediately right now. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Come on, follow Sniffles to Atlanta's go-to center for breathing easy. Do you suffer from chronic sinus headaches, recurrent sinusitis, facial pain or pressure, and chronic congestion? Well, balloon sinuplasty just could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Follow sniffles.com.
We treat the problem, not the symptom. Chronic sinus symptoms, gone. This could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
This proven in-office procedure can have you breathing easy, back to work the next day, and it's done under local anesthesia. Get lasting relief, a quick recovery, and start breathing easy again.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Follow sniffles.com.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that an inability to lose weight can be due to an underactive thyroid gland? The thyroid gland is an important organ that controls the metabolism. Signs of an underactive thyroid gland include depression, hair loss, weight gain, a low blood pressure, feeling cold, constipation, and a lower libido. Risks for low thyroid function include iron deficiency, liver dysfunction, family history of thyroid disease, and an irregularity in the immune system. If you have noticed any of these symptoms, or you have noticed swelling in the front of your neck, or the collar of your shirt feels tight, you should see your doctor for further evaluation, including blood tests to evaluate the levels of thyroid hormone in your bloodstream. Please join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. for Medicine on Call. This is Dr. Elena George.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. Today we're talking with the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. It's a cost-sharing company that will give the power of the purse back to the patient and also give the power of medical care back to the patient and the doctor. And I think we've talked about the theoretical benefits of this. Let's talk about the actual nuts and bolts. If I want to join Liberty HealthShare, first of all, how do I do it? Let's start with that.
Sure. You would simply go to our website, libertyhealthshare.org, and there is a complete enrollment process there, and fill out that application and process it, submit it to us. And there's really two fundamental requirements or qualifications for enrolling with Liberty HealthShare. One is that you agree with our shared beliefs. Our beliefs are based upon ethical and moral rights and values that we believe are fundamental as Americans managing and directing our own health care. And they're listed there on the website, but I'll just touch on them briefly. The first and foremost value, moral and ethical belief, is that our rights as individuals come from God. They're not granted to us by men or by governments. And that's a fundamental value of America. Our country was founded on that principle.
Mm-hmm.
The other important one is that we have an ethical obligation to care for and assist one another, and most importantly, that we have the fundamental right to direct our own health care. So number one, agree with those fundamental and moral ethical values, and secondly, that you have a commitment to health and wellness. That's really the two primary qualifications, and you can submit that information online and enroll and join with us.
Now, again, you know, part of the show is to play a little bit of a devil's advocate on this. With the commercial insurance, especially now with Obamacare and these exchanges, they are doing their darndest to try to load it with people who will never use the system, young, healthy, people without any real health care costs that they're just going to pay in and barely use the system. This is a cost-sharing organization, so by definition, if you had a lot of folks who had a lot of devastating medical problems, they could potentially empty out the pot, so to speak. How do you What happens when those types of patients want to enter the system? Are they allowed to, or is there some sort of way to not allow those folks to join?
Let me just use myself, Dr. George, as an example. 2 years ago, I did not even qualify for my own program in that I was a diabetic and my diabetes was out of control. I was 60 pounds overweight. I was smoking cigars every day, and my blood sugar was completely out of control. And I had a man in the mirror moment that said, my insulin's not working, I'm out of control, there's nobody that's going to help me but me. Mm-hmm. And I made a choice to change my life and my lifestyle. We welcome people like myself because we want to follow a pathway of health and wellness. We have what we call a provisional program. For those who have high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, they're smoking, we enroll them with our program, but put them on a provisional track, assign them a health coach, and create a treatment plan or a wellness plan for them with certain touch points along the way. And so long as they follow through on their voluntary commitment to change their life and their health, we welcome them, and they continue with us as a part of our program. But I've lost 60 pounds. I stopped my smoking. My blood sugars are well under control, and I'm the poster child of that provisional program. So that's the way we deal with it.
I love that way. That means that you put your body on the line, and you put it on, on the line in a positive way instead of drugging people and putting them on all sorts of meds and having meds for the complications of other meds. You guys are actually giving people, you know, treating them with respect. Like, you're not an idiot. You can do something. And once you take your power back, you're a whole nother person. I think that's awesome.
Yes.
What about pharmacy or prescription medications? Does the program cover those as well as doctor visits and surgeries?
We have a set of guidelines that we have agreed upon as a community, in which the kinds of medical bills that we'll share in. So Liberty Health Share members make those choices, make those decisions. Every year we interact with one another and make adjustments or changes to those voluntary guidelines. But essentially we share in any medical expenses that exceed $500.
Okay.
So the first $500 is an unshared amount that the individual member takes care of themselves, and then the community shares in those expenses after $500, and depending on which program you choose, it would go up to $125,000 per incident or $1 million per incident. And we have a program that will share 70% of those costs or 100% of those costs, again, giving people choices and options based on their budgets. We share in all of those expenses related to a medical incident, and that would be pharmacy, doctor visits, x-rays, hospital stays, aftercare, et cetera. So all of those costs associated with a medical intervention are a part of what defines an incident for us, and we would share in everything from $500 up to as high as $1 million per incident.
The thought of comparing that to what's out there now, it is day and night. So let's put again, so people can see the stark difference between commercial insurance and what you just said. If most people pay, if they're lucky to pay $500 as a premium per month, then they have the added expense of out-of-pocket, deductibles, and coinsurance. And I've seen people, when I first opened practice in 2001, pay nothing, just their copay. Now they're paying upwards of $10,000 out of pocket. So do the math on this, people. $500 out of pocket versus up to $10,000. Which one would you pick? I mean, it's not even a question if you really are.
Yeah, it's not a hard choice.
No, not at all. And then you get to go to the doctor that you want. You get the procedure or the medication that, well, the medication you guys decide, which is fine. I think that's fair. But if you need help, you get it. Nobody's denying you care. No one's pre-certifying you. Let me talk a little bit about Medicare. I've seen patients who get admitted to the hospital, broken hip, or they have a little bit of a dementia, and the Medicare will not cover them because they weren't admitted as an inpatient versus observation. So they're denied the continued care, which would actually help them get back on their feet and become, you know, living, productive members, you know, comfortable members of society. They just get warehoused. This is not the case here. We're talking about
what happens is the motivation in the secular arena is to minimize the amount of costs that they pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Our motivation is the exact opposite. We exist to assist in as broad a way as our members agree among themselves to do. So we're looking for ways to help each other, not to exclude or deny. And so we're sharing as a motivation to help each other, and that's all. That just turns it on its head.
It does.
It changes the way in which we meet medical expenses together as a group.
Well, you not only is it moral and it's the right thing to do, but it's actually cheaper than having somebody.
It is. Yes.
Go on disability. Yeah, our share amounts
Let me speak of our most comprehensive program. There are two other ones that people can find at libertyhealthshare.org. But our most comprehensive program is called Liberty Complete, and it shares 100% of medical expenses after $500 up to $1 million per incident.
Mm-hmm.
And for a single, that's $199. For a couple, that's $299. And for a family of three or more, you could have 10 children if you wish, but for a family of three or more, it's $449, and that's our share amount every month.
And the $500 out-of-pocket is per member in the family, or that's total for what you carry in terms of insurance?
Yeah, we cap the amount, that initial unshared amount of $500. A single would have one of those in a year. A couple would have two.
Okay.
A family would have three.
Okay. That's still cheaper than commercial insurance. You can pay $1,500 just for the premium and then have more out-of-pocket for deductible.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Again, the difference is it's per incident. So if as a family you only have one incident in that year, you only have one of those $500 unshared amounts.
I mean, this is a fraction of what it costs in the commercial arena. Now, one question about the sharing part. You know, if you're capped at $500 out-of-pocket, depending on if you have this plan, the most comprehensive, if someone has an incident, can you explain to us exactly how that means everybody, you tell the group that this person has a medical expense, how do they pay for that, or is it just coming out of the major pot, or people have to come out of their pocket to help that? I'm still a little
unclear. Liberty Health Share is person-to-person cost sharing. So our system is, what's behind it is very sophisticated, but it's simple in terms of its use.
Mm-hmm.
We simply, everyone's share amount is matched each month to another member's medical expenses. And so you are assigned another member who has costs that month, and with a click of a button, it sends your share amount directly to what we call our share box online. It goes to that member's share box. Accumulate, and a sufficient number of members are assigned to that particular expense. So when all of those funds arrive in that member's share box, they transact an authorization with Liberty Health Share. Those funds are withdrawn, and the checks are sent directly to the providers.
Got you. So for the listeners who were a little bit didn't understand that, when you pay per month is all you pay. Right. So you're not paying your $199. You're not paying anything else to.
That's correct.
Okay.
It's limited to that amount each month, and we adjust that share amount each year based upon obviously the number of participants and the amount of the of cost being shared and the administrative expense. We make an adjustment. This past year, we dropped it by $50. So that goes to show how efficient it's been.
Oh, I love it. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that throat itching and tickling, nasal itching, eye itching, skin itching, eczema, and hives are all signs of allergy? A person suffering from allergy does not always have sneezing and a runny nose. If you have noticed that these symptoms are always present year-round, you may have allergies to what you are eating. Foods such as wheat, eggs, dairy products, and corn are present in most foods. Corn in particular is present in most processed foods and soft drinks in the form of high fructose corn syrup. Completely removing these foods from your diet for at least 2 months can in some cases stop the symptoms. Keeping a food diary or getting tested for food allergies is the fastest way to find out what foods are causing your symptoms. If you think you have a food allergy, it is important to see a doctor who specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of allergy. By rotating the food into the diet once every 2 weeks, allergies can be controlled and you can still eat the food.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Come on, follow Sniffles to Atlanta's go-to center for breathing easy. Do you suffer from chronic sinus headaches, recurrent sinusitis, facial pain or pressure, and chronic congestion? Well, balloon sinuplasty just could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
FollowSniffles.com. We treat the problem, not the symptom. Chronic sinus symptoms, gone. This could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
This proven in-office procedure can have you breathing easy, back to work the next day, and it's done under local anesthesia. Get lasting relief, a quick recovery, and start breathing easy again.
Follow me and breathe easy.
FollowSniffles.com.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. I think this conversation and this show is one of the most powerful shows that I've ever done, because I think if people are listening to us and they don't even have to be open, you just have to be conscious, and you'd realize that there's another option that's, it's unusual that I can say this in this day and age, it's cheaper and it's better. I mean, it's a win-win for the doctor, the patient, for everybody. And under what's coming under the Affordable Care Act, we're going to see another shoe drop. Small businesses are going to be the next group of Americans, or people who work for small businesses are going to be the next ones to lose their health insurance. I'm convinced that this system is rigged to fail, and I'm convinced that it's a Trojan horse for single payer. I've said it for the last 2 years. This is the way, the easiest way to break the system. Don't enter it. Don't play the game, because it's rigged to fail. As a physician, I want to see these patients, and I will tell all of my colleagues about this so that they can be on the lookout and start talking to their patients about there's another option. And I've actually done this already with patients who were devastated about their cost of their premiums going up. They've been dropped from their insurance plans. They're really, really frightened, and I totally get it. But this is a way for all my physician colleagues to counsel their patients, to let them know there's options out there, that they can take their power back and not break their pocketbook. Now,
Dr. George, you're absolutely right. Liberty HealthShare members take a different mindset entirely to healthcare. And we as a community have dropped out, I love your phrase, we have dropped out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And we are no longer a part of the insurance world. We've decided to share our costs together as a group, and we're out of the system. It's convenient. It is efficient. It is easy to use. It is cost effective. And for all of those reasons, we do it, but we do it because it's the right thing to do. we ought to share one another's costs. That's both an ethical and spiritual value that we pursue, and we would not have it any other way. Liberty HealthShare welcomes everyone. So come on board. Get out of the system. I love it.
That's right. That is the American way. Natural law rules, individual rights rule, and, you know, you are your brother's keeper. I mean, it's a win-win for no matter whether you're religious or not. This is the right thing to do. And everybody benefits, which is really awesome. Now, what I didn't ask you before was about dental care, eye vision, all that sort of kind of ancillary. Is that also something that people can access through the system?
Our philosophy as a community is that we assist and care for one another for those things that are unexpected and unaffordable. We've said, eye care, dental care are typically low-cost events, and so we'll plan for them individually. Mm-hmm. And so we've decided not to share in eye care and dental costs. But medical expenses are and can be unexpected and certainly unaffordable. And so that's where we've set the $500 amount. Mm-hmm. Anything above that becomes a burden too difficult to bear individually. But eye care, dental are not eligible share amounts.
Fair enough. And, you know, not everything, you can't be everything to everybody. That's where, you know, the promise that...
Well, again, it has to do with us taking charge of our own lives and our own health care. We can plan for a $100 dental visit or mm-hmm. even a $300 or $500. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can plan for that. Mm-hmm. We can't plan or prepare for a $100,000 heart attack.
Exactly. And if you look at how the insurance companies are set up, that's why they're failing, because they cover the first dollar. They cover every office visit, every vaccine, every doctor, or I should say interaction with the healthcare system, when they really should be covering catastrophic. It would work a lot better if they continue to do what they used to do.
And so our Liberty HealthShare members simply plan for those kinds of costs and prepare for them, sure.
Well, it's you can afford to if you're not paying $1,500 a month just to carry health insurance.
That's a very valid point. You're exactly right.
You can actually sock that money away and actually do something with it. Now, let's talk about what's not, or I guess, what about facial plastics or plastic surgery? Because, you know, there are folks out there who want that too. Would that be covered or would that not be?
If it relates to reconstructive surgery, it would be shared. If it's an elective procedure for cosmetic purposes, no, it would not be.
Fair enough. I just want to lay it out so everybody gets the whole story. Now, I can only imagine how fast this is growing, but can you give our listeners just a little bit of an idea? Is this, I know it's catching on, but is it going gangbusters? I mean, are you really just growing leaps and bounds, or people still are not really aware of this?
Yeah, it is a well. First of all, there are approximately 100,000 individuals. That represents about 60,000 families across the country that are sharing medical expenses together and between themselves on a monthly basis. That's a drop in the bucket compared to where we will be a number of years from now. Obviously, that's a significant community and group of people, but we are in that education process, and obviously it is on everyone's mind, and I would quickly say it's not for everybody, because we're not insurance and we share on a voluntary cooperative basis. There are some who say, no, I want a specific contract with a guarantee. If that's the case, then this isn't for you. But what I always have said is that what a contract giveth, it can also take away. Our motivation is so wholly different. We want to share expenses. And may I add, whenever someone enrolls and participates with Liberty HealthShare, they are never dropped if they become too sick. We never drop someone because of the expenses that they incur. We simply share in them. But it is an educational process, and people are rather quickly coming to recognize the advantage of Liberty Health Share and medical cost sharing.
And is there an age, a restriction of age, or does it matter how old you are, you can join?
It does not matter the age.
Okay, awesome.
And our cost amounts are ageless as well. We share together as a community, with the exception of one break. Those who are under age 30 have a $50 less share amount than those that are from age 30 on up. So it is a universal share amount. With the exception of those under age 30.
And that's fair, I think. I think that you've managed to highlight and bring together the most efficient and the fairest method of your system. Everybody's in it, everybody's got skin in the game, and everybody's rewarded for good behavior, which is different than what's out there right now. And I think if there's no gun to anybody's head to do this, which means you've got people who are, you know, willing, able, and happily do this.
Correct.
Now, you can carry other insurance with this as well, right? This is a separate entity. It doesn't prohibit you. I don't know why
you
would.
We are not insurance. We are not insurance, and so no, you're not prohibited from having any other traditional coverage, if you wish.
Good. Well, and, you know, we only have a few minutes left. How can people contact you or the Liberty Health Share, and how can they, what's the easiest way for them to join?
Easiest way to contact us is on our toll-free telephone line, which is 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to our website, which is libertyhealthshare.org. Get information there. Our contact information obviously is on the web as well if you wish to talk to one of our helpful advisors. But 855-58-LIBERTY or libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm also going to put a link to Liberty Health Share on my blog, drelenageorge.com, so that this becomes, you know, the go-to company for people to take their power back. Remember, this follows the Obamacare mandate. You won't be fined if you join this. You'll actually be carved out. And so there's no reason not to help yourself. Mr. Bellis, I want to thank you so much for coming on. You are an amazing guest, and I'd love to have you back in the future.
Dr. George, I thank you for the opportunity to share with you, and I'd look forward to any future opportunities for us to talk more.
God bless.
God bless you.